So is there a date of possible deconfinement that we could be looking at?
Right now, they didn't precise a date. I push very strongly. I can see one border being lifted if the other one is not. So I'm putting a lot of pressure on public health and on the government so that both of them can be lifted at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
However, is that pressure going to work and is it going to be done that way? I can't confirm either way. Right now, as of we speak at this hour, there's no specific date. However, I was told by public health to be available over the weekend. Yes, I could get a call at any time to be informed of what's happening. Right now, the information I got, I don't have no dates, I don't have no time. So it could happen very quickly or it could be delayed. I can't answer no more than that.
This is more information than we've been receiving in the last couple weeks. It's still a lot of questions, but at least we know it's on the table. Whether or not it's going to happen as soon as some may hope or not remains to be seen.
And another topic that I would like to bring up to Abigail, we know as well that the Legault government has said that the construction is opening as well. And it's been open since the beginning of May. I just want to let the population know that there was supposed to be a construction company from the MTQ coming in here on the 11th of May to repair the roads and the bridge at Brad Orr. After speaking with the MTQ and the officials there, I was able to delay it until the 1st of June. So I just want to let the population know that June 1st, there's going to be a group of 6 workers coming into our municipality from the outside to do construction on the bridge in Brad Orr. I verified with the MTQ 3 or 4 times with them. That company that's coming in has been in contact with public health. They have all their directives. They are well-equipped. They have their materials to protect them. And this company as well is going to be hiring on 3 people from our municipality. And also this morning, I received another call from another contractor coming in. There's going to be probably 14 kilometers of pavement done in our municipality this summer, too. So they are looking at coming in maybe June or July to do the paving of our roads, the section from the airport to the 138, the section of the Blue Moon to the hospital, I think, the municipality building down the bridge in Blanc Sablon and out to the wharf. So there's going to be some constructions going on and some repairs going on to the roads and all that this year. So I just want to let the population know that those companies that are coming in have been in contact with public health and all the directives that's there by public health they have to follow. If we notice that they are not following them, we report them and they are sanctioned and could be asked to leave. But to me, it was important to share that with citizens because I know people are nervous, people are scared, and I understand quite well where they're coming from because the COVID is a scary virus. But the thing is, like I said previously, the government is opening up the sites and all that, and we have no choice but to adhere to what they're telling us because we don't have authority over this. This is a pandemic, but this is a health issue. So the one that's leading this file is public health.
And also, I think it's important that we should note as well that if cases should arise and we are deconfined, we may go right back in to confinement.
We can go back in confinement, that's for sure. But I think the message that's going to be very important that the citizen retain too, all the preventive measures, all the directives that was put in place, please keep on respecting them because that's going to be so important in the future weeks and months coming, because that's what's going to keep you safe as an individual and other people safe as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to public health. The group that's coming in now won't be tested, but future groups that's coming in to work on the coast, they're going to be tested before they come here to see if they're testing positive or not. If they're testing positive, they won't be coming in. So tests is going to be done before they get here.
Well, I thank you, Mayor Beaudoin, for the update for the population.
But to me, it was so important to stress to the population, because I've been seeing a lot of comment on social media. The MRC is doing this, the MRC is doing that. The MRC doesn't have the authority that people think we do have. We only have an authority to suggest, to recommend. That's it. The directives, the decree, the action plan, the deconfinement is all with public health and the government, and we have to actualize it.
And thank you for taking the time to clarify that.
Thank you, Abigail.
And that was the mayor of the municipality of Blanc-Sablon, Wanda Beaudoin, giving an update to the population about discussions of deconfinement for the Lower North Shore, as well as other pertinent information for the municipality of Blanc-Sablon. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio in Blanc-Sablon.